Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling.
Welcome.
The only podcast. We have Adam.
Hey!
He's one that is known to podcasts.
He's the tallest. Adam.
I once saw him drink an entire beer.
Don't forget, we have Johnny. I like him so far.
He knows what's up and knows what's going down.
He's the king of the table of elements.
Enjoy.
And over here we got Dirty Tony. He's been here for his entire life.
I've never once known this person to ever take a note from anyone.
I've welcomed him into my car and my home.
And we have a dangerous one in our midst. We have Evan Lorich. He can really chug it.
His hairdo has been lauded.
It's not true. He forgot to buy a present.
I have more for Evan, actually.
Talk about it. Here we go. Let the theme song go.
He's sort of like the engineer laureate of Hawaiian Feeling.
Yes.
Did I build Hawaiian Feeling?
You built it.
If it's for cowards.
If you build it.
Pretty sure I saw
come.
A show on the Discovery Channel about it, actually.
Before we get into the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm so smart.
Guys, we can't get into the good stuff yet.
Yeah. Anthony's pissed about not being an engineer laureate of anything.
Yeah, we have another laureate on the podcast.
A video game laureate, if you will.
What's laureate?
A laureate is like the one who's like alluring.
Yeah, you're like the hot one.
Lure it. Like you lure people into
you lure it.
I like that.
Yeah. We have a little gentleman. Matt, what's your last name?
Burrows.
We have Matt Burrows.
Matt Burrows.
Like a boot roast?
Like B-O-O. Rose.
Burrows?
Yeah.
Like
boot roast.
I bet people in high school were like, ooh, okay. Matt is boring.
Totally. I remember that.
Yeah, mostly.
So you guys went to high school together?
Yeah.
Just checking.
High school and middle school. And we played trumpet and band together for a little bit of that.
Same trumpet.
Who was better?
We, Johnny.
Who blew and who did the buttons? I have to know.
That's a really personal question. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
Matt blew. I pressed the buttons, and we had another friend to put the mutes in.
Oh, wow.
So this is the second.
He wasn't really your friend.
Damn, dude, that's sick. That was hilarious.
So this is the second episode of Hawaiian Feeling, and you may have noticed that we have that little theme song right at the beginning, the Hawaiian Feeling. This time we had Matt drop a little bit of bassy doo-wop styles on us. Which
you're gonna do?
Yeah, I was
that's
wondering.
It, that's
shit.
Him.
I was wondering about those styles.
What style of music was that?
I've been thinking about Larry King Live this entire show.
I was telling Matt earlier that this is like Larry King Live. This is kind of the same thing.
It's kind of like Larry King Live mixed with like. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I see
Matt,
what you're saying.
Have you ever seen that
bit...
show, Larry King Live?
You know, it's actually it's one of my favorites.
It's a little bit like Larry King Live and a lot like Super Mario Brothers.
Larry Bird living.
So on one hand, you have Larry the Cable Guy.
This is a lot
on the
like
other
Larry
hand, you have
the Cable Guy's death.
I love Super Mario Brothers. It's like my favorite.
I feel like we have a lot in common with The Transporter with Jason Statham.
Do we? We do. Like,
understandably so.
I have a lot in common with Crank 2 High Voltage.
Check out Evan's new haircut. How about that?
I didn't get a haircut.
Podcasters feel free
to listen
to the haircut.
We actually have a lot of new podcaster haircuts.
Oh, wait, is that just your headphones?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Evan, can you put your hair on so we can see what it looks like?
Huh? What?
Put your hair on the head.
This is like that episode of Hey Arnold where he was afraid to get his hair cut, so he saved it as a wig.
This is just like that episode.
Kind of the same thing.
Oh, but before we move on, I just want to say there's kind of another character on this podcast, and it's the city of Chicago itself.
Like, honestly, the city does play an important role in the show.
It shapes it.
I think we can hear the breeze a little bit.
We didn't close the window, so maybe you have a little more Hawaiian breeze in your episode.
Missed.
The episode is in your headphones right now.
If you have, you just heard Matt perform Wind.
Hi, Matt.
Like, it'd be funny if there's a bar right across the street from where we do this podcast called Small Bar. And I think there's an employee there named JJ. Shouts out to JJ. We love you.
Big ups.
Big ups to the J man. Because I know he'll hear this. No, he won't. And. It would be really funny if, because we left the windows open, we hear him like run out of small bar complaining about someone like, son of a bitch, didn't like, try to tip me in weed.
He tried to tip me?
Why would he run out of the bar and yell that?
And that brings us, that brings us right into our this week's segment of Nuggy News.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Nuggy News. You know, brought to us by Nuggless.
Who?
I wish we had a guy named Douglas on the show, so we'd call him Nuggless.
Nuggy.
For Matt and the listeners at home who missed the first episode, Nuggy News is our weekly segment where we talk about weed news.
Oh, that's dope.
And I can't think of any Nuggy News.
Bernie Sanders is probably going to run for president. Ooh. I think he supports weed.
I actually have some Nuggy News.
Tell me the Nuggy
It's so shitty. It sucks.
Say it.
I recently discovered that there is a 420 West Weed Street in Chicago. Wow. And I think that's like the most insane thing ever.
Why is it called that?
There's a weed street.
Have you been
and
there?
And it's on it.
And then like 420.
Oh, there's an address.
Yeah, the address.
Yeah.
God, that's disgusting.
And you guess who
that's
I learned
really
it from?
Gross.
I have a guess.
He's very into it.
You may have listened to other podcasts before, but now you won't. Johnny?
This is the only podcast, is what I was trying to say
Didn't
earlier.
We say that? Yeah, we said that earlier.
Yeah, so that was a pretty cowardly move to repeat.
There's 60 things you could say to a room full of people, and Anthony knows 4.
I know all.
Anthony, what do you got?
Huh. For Nuggy News?
No, for 60, one, 4 of 60 things you could say to a room full of people.
You're sitting in it right now.
What?
Isn't this lighting fun?
2.
You can't do that on TV anymore.
Was that 3?
That's about 3.
I've seen that.
Yeah, well, that's 3.
Huh? Like,
okay, fine.
Well, yeah, 3.
Isn't it, could you pass me a blanket, but it's not for keeping me warm. It's to scare someone.
I don't know if that's why.
No, we'll count it.
Count it.
4. All right.
Well, give it up.
It wasn't
give
that
it up.
It wasn't that important.
Thankers.
Anthony, you were saying before we have a lot of questions.
We have a lot of questions.
We got a lot of questions, no answers.
Well, because I posted 2 Facebook statuses about it.
Uh-oh.
One in the afternoon, one earlier. Some are from people who are trying to remain anonymous.
Can you tell us about the statuses first?
Yeah, the first status seemed a little bit less desperate than the second one.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
Well, because from that I only got 3 questions.
Weak.
Wow.
Yeah, that's weak as hell.
What time was that?
Like 2, that's the problem. Like
a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
That's like, not the morning.
No, yeah, I mean, yeah, did I say the morning?
I thought so, maybe not.
That's not the morning.
I don't think I said the morning.
Oh, like the morning after.
It was like I gave a morning after pill to Evan.
Favorite kind of day.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't know?
I had no idea. I thought it was
out
candy.
Of the bag now.
I give Evan pills every day.
Anthony went to the convenience store, got me a morning after pill, and told me it was a soda.
That's a tricky move.
I'm a tricker.
Can't believe I fell for it.
But at 2 p.m. on like a Wednesday, everyone's at work. No one's like checking their Facebook unless you're me and you're at work and checking your Facebook. And sorry, Tim, my manager. So I'm not sorry. But
wait, is this like a sorry, not sorry situation?
Definitely.
Okay.
But from that, I got a few questions. And then I posted a second status, just because Evan's curious about the statuses, that said, hey, we're recording in a half hour, which was an hour and a half ago. I posted this. And I was saying,
so you lied.
Mm-hmm. I said, hey, send me your questions, and then I got some questions. So I'm going to ask them to everybody. These first ones I have 2 questions. These are from Spenny, Spencer, who is currently in Canada, and I don't know why he's texting me in Canada, so I can't wait for those charges.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Doctors. Oh, I can't carry that joke. Dang it. All right. That's from another podcast that I was not a part of. So this one's for Johnny. Johnny, what's your middle name and why? I like when you guys laugh, you laugh away from the mic.
I don't want to
screw the pooch.
Yeah, I don't want to screw the pooch.
My middle name is David.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Why?
Because my dad's middle name is David.
That's deep.
It's a bad reason.
Why isn't your middle name your dad's first name?
Why?
Does your middle name have batteries?
Well, when my dad was born, he asked my mom if I could have my own name, and he said no. He said he says we have to have the same name for juniors.
Oh,
for juniors.
Was
sake.
This when your dad was?
Oh, so Johnny Jr.
Yeah, how's Junior doing these days?
J June, the Jazz June.
So are you JJ?
You can call me JJ if you want.
Goddamn motherfucker didn't give me the tip.
What's up, dudes?
Trying to tip me and weed.
Hey, fuck you, dudes.
Hey, what the fuck?
Oh my god, sounds like we have a couple of JJs.
What if I'm still very interested in JJ Peppers.
So you're John.
Trying to figure out what
so
that
you're
means.
John David Fabrizio Jr.
Yeah. That's me.
It's a lot of initials.
Weird.
Yeah. Cool. Actually, it doesn't say junior on my birth certificate. So I don't know if I'm technically a junior, but
I don't know if you're his son.
I don't know if I have a dad.
Banana.
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 This next question is for everybody.
I hope it's about bananas.
We got to kind of power through these questions because we have
glad
a lot.
This question is not about bananas.
Okay.
Take it away.
Okay.
This is another one from Spencer. Why is the Beatles your all-time favorite band?
Because they were from Liverpool and they came over on a plane and they were...
A sentence for everybody. Go.
And they had great albums.
Sick. Okay, cool. Nice.
All right, JJ.
They're very... because they were so good at baseball.
Oh, Beatles.
That's my answer.
Kevin? Wait, no, Evan. Kevin will come back.
Kevin left.
Kevin's gone.
I would maybe because of the British invasion.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what my answer was, but plus the album.
They were heroes.
I think it's hard to... No offense to any of your guys' answers, but they can't really be like the best, your favorite band, if not for the albums.
Okay, dude. I don't know if that's true.
What about the songs, though?
I remember. the Beatles had some of my favorite singles.
They had so many good songs.
Not because of their music, but because of their Grammys.
Oh, I think the Beatles are my favorite band
of all
time.
They got some really good Grammys. Yeah.
The Beatles are definitely my favorite band of all time.
Do you think the Beatles have any grannies?
Yeah, because of their grannies,
well,
I think.
Like grandmas, yeah.
Because John Lennon's
grandma
made out with John Stewart.
Can't believe that.
That's so cool.
And also song... She Loves You is so sick.
It's crazy when you hear about celebrities. Like, it turns out they all know each other and hang out. So when you hear about John Lennon's grandmom,
yeah, and all John the grandmoms,
it's not that surprising.
It's crazy when somebody tells me that John Stewart was making out with somebody's grandmother.
Matt, what about you?
Because it was the best part of that movie with the dude.
Yeah.
Across the Universe.
Yeah,
dude?
Beatles were definitely the best part of that.
Cirque du Soleil. What was their Cirque du Soleil show?
Love. It was called Love.
Love?
That's so stupid.
Never mind. They're not
what a fucking fan. Boring thing. Well, sorry, Beatles.
Well, there's only two of the Beatles.
What's up, Doc?
John Lennon was a doctor.
What's up, dummy?
John Lennon was a doctor and he couldn't save himself.
Dr. Lennon?
Doctor.
This is a question from a gentleman named Alex.
Oh.
My Uncle Jimmy told me that Hawaii has more volcanoes than people. I 100% believe it, but I want to know where do they put all the lava? What does that mean?
All right, well, any of us could answer this question, but who's going to take it?
I know a thing or two about it.
Yeah. Okay. Kick us off, JJ.
Go ahead.
Well, as the millions and millions of volcanoes spew lava, they create new land for America, and America grows larger and larger every day.
Well, see, there you go. That, but how do you think microwaves work? You think they just create heat out of nowhere?
Definitely.
Where do you think that heat comes from? I never thought about that.
I've created heat out of nowhere by creating sexual tension.
Wow.
Which is another thing lava is great for.
Lava's so sick.
That's the thing people don't realize. Lava doesn't stay as liquid lava. It hardens into love or microwaves.
Lava is the best kind of lube.
Yeah, dude. Sick.
It's so cool to talk about lube.
Minerals are my favorite.
Lube lava.
That's the answer to that question. This one is from a guy named Jake. He says, for the podcast.
Did he give you a question that wasn't for the podcast?
Why are we getting all these things about
Yeah, where's the not for the podcast question?
But that's not for right now.
Oh, we'll talk about that outside the podcast.
I'm wondering why we're getting Hawaii questions.
I'm getting a lot of Pilates questions.
I think people think this is a podcast that isn't just about Hawaiian feelings.
It's a podcast about
Pilates.
You guys
are getting us really confused.
Yeah, it's good these people are keeping us on topic. Hawaii.
And feelings sometimes.
Yeah. Here's the question, guys. Archaeologists, I didn't know about this piece of news, so I'm assuming you guys, it's not Nuggy News, okay. And it's not Nutted News, which we might get into later. We remember Nutted News, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I'm not sure you do.
Does this qualify as Nutty News?
This is kind of Nutty News mixed with a nutty twist.
Okay.
There's a lot of
archaeologists say that they may have found the Santa Maria.
I heard about this.
Did you actually?
Mm-hmm.
Did that give you hope that they will one day find the Santa Claus?
What do you mean one day?
Yeah, we know where he is.
You trying to fucking tell me Santa Claus doesn't exist?
Yeah, what's going on here?
So what's the difference between the Santa Maria and Santa Claus?
We may never know.
Well, one's a boat, and the other one's like a sled.
Well, the other one's a boat, and one is a way that
the Santa Maria might be a car.
Came here. The Santa Maria is a car.
It might be.
I know the Santa Claus is a boat.
Well, actually, I have a legitimate question. What's the difference between Plymouth Rock and a car?
You don't need a license.
I don't know if there is one.
You don't need a license for Plymouth Rock.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, true. So yeah, Jake, I think we all know Santa Claus and Santa Maria are basically the same.
Yeah, that's a dumb question.
Yeah, so eat it.
So, E equals MC squared.
This is a really good question, actually. This is what I was looking forward to asking everyone. This is from someone named Annie.
God.
Heck.
Oh, hell. Devils.
This is very hell.
Saint Peter.
Oh, no, devils. This is for everybody, like all of these have been except for the first one. What are the catchiest non-musical sounds?
Ooh.
Birds.
What?
I don't know. Are birds music?
Laughter.
Birds are birds music, dude?
Can I take this one first?
Take it.
Yeah. Whack.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's going to be in my head all day.
You know what I'm thinking right now, right?
Hey.
We should maybe explain what that's from.
I think your laughter is the catchiest sound because it's contagious.
Well, that's,
you laugh.
No, that's real.
That's a good point.
Laughter probably is actually the biggest legitimate answer to that question.
Okay. Maybe like the sound of yawning too.
Oh, yeah. Like if you're in church, everyone, I remember being in church many times and I would just see people yawning. Just be like, oh, fuck. I like felt my mouth starting to yawn. And I was like,
okay.
No.
I've been watching a lot of Cosmos. It makes me want to do a science experiment right now. We're all going to yawn.
Science experiment segment.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
2, 3, 4, science
experiment.
Welcome to the science experiment section.
Section.
It's a segment. And we're all going to pretend to yawn, or actually yawn if you can. Let us know somehow if you yawned listening to it.
2, 3, 4. I'm really close, but I'm not doing it.
So listeners, email us, page us, try and figure it out. It's hard to get a genuine fake, like, I don't know, whatever.
No, the trick to doing it is pretend to yawn.
Thank you.
It really is.
Fool everybody.
But Johnny, Evan, and I, who all live together, welivetogether.com is the website we run.
Don't say that.
Email me at anthony@welivetogether.com. Check it out. It's a cool website. I'm there. So
hang on.
What do you want?
What do you mean it's a cool website? See you there.
Like, check me out on the website.
Yeah, but like, do you have cameras on it or something?
Definitely.
Like, how are you going to see them?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of films.
How would you see them? Is it a 24-hour website?
Yeah, you got it at any time.
You're laughing, but is it a 24-hour website?
It's definitely, yeah.
So it's like BestBuy.com. Uh-huh. Always open.
Oh, you can go to the website anytime?
Yeah, it's not like a college website.
Wow, that's really
good. What if I don't have
HTML5? Right now? Is it up right now?
Yeah.
We could go to it right
Everyone,
now.
Everyone, if you're listening,
somebody
go to your iPhone in school.
Can we get one of the interns to confirm this?
www.welovepodcasting.net.
What if JJ was the intern for a while?
Hey, I heard of a fucking intern for your show.
All right, so, but this is the thing we should explain before we move on. Johnny, Evan, and I have been imitating this one very minor... Can one of you guys explain this character in Banjo-Kazooie? Because I don't know his origins.
Oh, there you go.
His origins?
So...
Yo, what zone is he from?
For those who are familiar, there's a level in Banjo-Kazooie called Freezeezy Peak. There's nothing necessarily peak-like about it. Because it's
some Freezeezy top stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of Freezeezy stuff about it, though.
You're surrounded by walls, so I feel like it's more of a Freezeezy
basin
crater. Perhaps, yeah, basin. But,
In any case.
It's like a vase.
It's like an upside down hat.
It's a really big Freezeezy vase.
Yeah, I have a Freezeezy top vase.
We're never gonna move on.
What would a ZZ Top vase look like?
Imagine all three of their fucking faces.
Like a really poorly painted beard? Three dudes with beards kicking it.
You could put a hat on it.
Evan, talk about this.
If you put a hat on it, you can't put flowers in
it. I don't want to talk about the ZZ Top vase anymore.
but back to
her. Oh yeah, okay. So so at one point, one of the things you have to do hold on.
He's gonna hang on. While Evan's hanging on, I just want to shout. We should do a shout out. I want to say shout out to air traffic controllers
everywhere.
That's an important job. It was really sad and Breaking Bad when you know.
Can you make sure it's recording over there?
Yeah. Do you want me to not be recording it?
No, it's just doing this solo level thing again.
Is it?
Oh, okay.
I hear everybody.
Let's just take a little short little tech break. When we get back, more ZZ Top.
Vaz?
They're in the studio. Hang on.
We'll get them in the studio. Good to be back.
So this character. you're playing Freezeezy Peak. And there's a point where you have to decorate a Christmas tree. And the way you decorate this Christmas tree is you protect the little like light bulbs that are jumping along this boardwalk and then jump into the Christmas tree and get plugged in somehow. But there are these little green dinosaur monsters that pop out of holes in the boardwalk that eat the little guys. They eat glass. That's fine.
They're dinosaurs, man.
It's fine.
I guess so, yeah. But every time they pop out, they make this little sound. And of all sounds that they could have possibly made, they just make this sound that's like, hey.
I mean,
they pop out. They say hey. Somehow they know the word hey.
It's just great to, you know, to think that a bunch of people were sitting around. They're like, okay, we need a sound effect for these dinosaurs. And someone's like, what about
hey? I would think if I was a dinosaur trying to surprise my prey, I would not yell hey at him.
Well, I mean, at that point, it's too late.
I guess
Johnny,
so.
Evan,
they're going to keep going either way.
One, two, three.
Hey.
Okay.
All right. Hang on. I just want to say, Evan has been drinking a beer, and last episode he was drinking a Manhattan, further proof to my theory that he's only funny when he's drunk.
Well, I'm also eating.
Oh, that doesn't make you drunk, does it?
No, eating doesn't make you drunk. Although, ooh, this looks a little
sketchy.
What if
Evan was a guy that we always described as he's really funny when he's drunk?
Yeah, he only does our podcast when he's drinking.
I just try to fucking get loose, guys.
Oh, I see. Take the edge off.
Yeah, I'm just trying to fucking
hang out. I promise
I
won't get too faded.
Also, like, if you have that beer, what are you going to do? Not drink it?
Right?
But let's, before we answer more questions, briefly, yeah, we wanted to talk to Matt a little bit.
Yeah, speaking of Banjo-Kazooie.
We have a guest on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. This is our guest. You may be thinking, this guest, he has a low voice. He speaks. Other than that...
What's the deal?
Who is this guy?
Well, yeah, who is he?
Who the fuck is this particular Mo Frere?
So I'm going to take this one. So I got this game a while ago called Kingdoms of Amalur.
Not to be confused with Kings of Amalur.
Yeah, Kings of Amalur is a shitty game.
That's a porn game.
Kingdoms of Leon.
It's a porn game.
That's one of those adult games on Newgrounds.
Yeah, it's like when you go to like RedTube.com and there's a side like GIF that's like, play this porn game.
Yeah, play the porn game.
Never seen that?
So I love this game. I immediately got my friend Spencer, who sent in some questions, to get it. I went down to his house of Normal. I brought my PS3 and my TV, and we two-screened, both played at the same time for like hours. And
I want to bring this up. When I was in middle school, me
Yeah.
Why are you guys laughing already?
I didn't know you went to middle school, man. That's
sick. Me and two friends used to hang out in my friend's basement and set up three TVs with three GameCubes. And we just played Animal Crossing.
Is that code for discovering each other's dicks?
Like 12-hour shifts of Animal Crossing.
How long
all
did
about
this
it.
Last?
Did you ever pay off your house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. Yeah.
How long did this last? Because I played Animal Crossing like 12 hours a day for a week and then hardly played it again.
Oh, it was longer than a week, but less than a year.
I guess if you...
Somewhere between that
longer
specific range.
What the hell? So anyway, I walk in here. Yeah. Banjo-Kazooie is on the TV. And I'm like, oh, I just got this game recently called Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. And like Grant Kirkhope, same guy, did the music for that. And I was like, oh, and like there are moments you could totally tell. It's so weird. And then what happened?
I mean, I'm seeing this guy, and I know he's a friend of my friend Johnny, who I went to middle school with. And I'm thinking, wait, did Johnny like tell this guy I worked on that game? Because he just walked in and he's immediately like, yo, you ever played Kingdom of Amalur: Reckoning?
He worked on the game. You heard it here first.
I heard it here fifth.
Yeah, breaking news. You heard it here first.
You got to Anthony last, I guess.
Yeah, I heard. I didn't know.
Did you not know that?
I found out like right before you came.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it was really weird. He brought Johnny to the party. Was it the release party?
The release party after the game had launched, and a little bit of a celebratory thing for the entire company as a hey, you did it.
Hey.
So
hey,
do you have the inside scoop as to why Kurt Schilling started a video game company?
I mean, he liked video games.
That's so
fair
weird.
Enough.
That's a little first. Segment we have called "Hey, you heard it here first."
This is insider news. Was there anything nuggy about him?
Unfortunately, I have no idea.
Was he pitted or nutted?
You know, he never actually mentioned that at the company meeting, so I'm not sure.
You used to tell me a story about like how he would give speeches because he was a Hall of Fame pitcher for the Red Sox.
Yes. Oh yeah, if you don't know, that's key info.
Oh yeah, if you don't know who Kurt Schilling is, big baseball player, Hall of Famer, Bloody Sock. Just Google Bloody Sock. And hopefully you'll get safe images.
Yeah, just Google
that
glass.
Safe search on.
Yes.
Wait, can you describe that to me real quick? I don't know what that means.
Sure. And I didn't either before I started working for this company. I'm not a big sports man.
Yeah.
Bloody Sock is a famous story with Kurt Schilling about how he was playing a game and people started noticing blood on his shoes when he was pitching. And apparently his foot started bleeding from the intensity of his pitches, and he kept going, and he ended the game with a big bloody sock.
It's wild.
And to any people who actually know this story, and I'm destroying it, I'm sorry.
I need to reiterate, if you Google it, safe search on.
And that is how the Red Sox started.
I can't be really responsible about people's Googles at home. Yeah.
Bloody Sock Kurt Schilling. That's probably a much better search.
Yeah. Bloody Sock WeLiveTogether.com.
Sometimes I feel like a bloody sock.
But tell us about how he would give speeches to the company.
So I mean, it must have been difficult going to being from an athlete to running a giant video game company.
Clearly it was difficult.
It was hard for Mike Tyson.
Clearly, for the people who don't know, the company
Tyson
went under.
Games.
It was
really
it
tough
was,
for
it was an unfortunate day. But I mean, yeah, as an athlete, you're active. You're doing a lot of stuff. It's all about practice and repetition. But when you're running a company, it's just kind of bureaucracy, you know? So I think whenever he'd get a chance to do a speech in front of the whole company, he really relished the opportunity to give one more. It's the bottom of the knife, boys.
What, do you always use his baseball metaphors?
Always.
No, that's so dorky. That's so shit.
Yeah, and this is in reference to, like, programming, software development, and all these programmers who have never, ever touched a baseball, and you say, we're in the bottom of the ninth, boys, bases are loaded, and they're like,
I can't tell you
what's loaded, you know, my program.
You know what? This all seems, it must have been hard for A-Rod for Enron. He's my Enron collab.
Can't believe A-Rod's founded Enron.
It was so hard.
Did you guys read that book by Enron Hubbard?
Did we say that on the last podcast, or was that
probably
a dumb thing?
We might have.
This is okay. We're going on to some more questions.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to Kings of Amalur at some point.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll save it. It's a checkpoint.
Yeah.
So we have a question from a fellow named Brandon, and this question is pretty good. The question is, dear Anthony, but I'm gonna answer this one because it's dear Anthony. I have a question
all right,
for
cool.
you.
Anthony show.
Oh, this is the very show right now.
Oh, cool. Suck
got him.
Why do some people dance real good, but others dance real bad, and others don't dance at all?
That's a difficult question.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Good luck with that one, idiot.
I'm gonna go ahead and say, you know, dancing throughout the ages has.
Can you tell me what that means exactly?
Can you guys do the theme song for this segment that's called Dancing Through the Ages?
Yeah!
Hey. Welcome to Dancing Through the Ages with me, Anton LaVey.
It's my dad's middle name.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Anton,
yeah.
That's so funny.
You should have a dad's
John
name.
Anton.
It's funny
yeah,
because my,
here.
My,
yeah.
dad's,
dad
my dad's maiden
podcast.
Name is Antoine.
Welcome to this is Anton Antoine LaVey, my new segment Dancing Through the Ages. I'm here with Evan's dad. John, are you here?
Yep.
So I've
not what my dad sounds like.
I've always known you to be, I mean, we've danced together for years and hopefully for years to come. Right? Things to come.
Yep.
Yeah. When it comes to okay, Brandon, I'm gonna quickly answer that by saying it has to do a lot with people's, you know, comfort levels depending on who's around. Sometimes you might not dance at all because you're at a party with no one you know and you're embarrassed, or you might dance badly in other people's eyes, but you think you're dancing really well.
Also,
it's all about perceptions. But
if I might chime in, also like maybe various levels of paralysis.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah.
That would have a lot to do with it.
But Mr. Lorich,
what?
Well, have you ever danced to the band Things to Come?
I love that band.
No.
This has been Dancing Through the Ages.
Yeah, it sounds so haunted.
That's a haunted ass
dad.
Maybe
he's scared of things to come.
Haunted little daddy.
So real quick, we've talked about two dad middle names now. Anthony, what's your dad's middle name?
Benton.
Really?
Jay Benton Sanders.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, because he has a real bent wiener. Good night.
Adam.
Was that something you discovered the hard way?
Let's get back to the thing. Hang on. Okay.
All right.
As if there weren't enough middle names in the world, my dad's middle name is Arpod.
Dude, you guys have some weird ass.
That sounds like a spaceship.
How is that
the way.
Spelled?
Like, we sent the Arpod to Mars.
It does. It's spelled Arpad, and it is Hungarian because his mom was Hungarian.
And so it's not like lowercase R, capital P O D.
R dash.
That's kind of a mocking laugh. Anthony, do you want to tell Johnny why you kind of gave a fake laugh to what he said?
I didn't give a fake laugh. That's a crazy thing to say. Matt, your daddy's middle name.
Brady, as in the Brady Bunch.
Wow.
Wow.
We have a bunch of middle names.
What's your
dad's Benton,
first name?
We've got Arpod, Brady, and David.
My dad's first name, Walter.
Walter Brady.
Walter Brady.
That's kind of tight.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
Walter Brady Burroughs.
So yeah, that was...
It's a hell of a name.
Walter White Brady Bunch.
So this next question comes from a fellow named John. It's not John Lorich. It is another...
Damn right.
It's John. It's
John
right
Adams.
Now. He wouldn't
John
text...
John Adams.
I got a text from John Adams.
Glenn.
Actually, John, I'm gonna shout
not,
you out.
Better not be John Glenn.
I'm going to shout you out. This is John Krogan from
Levi,
Perfect Future.
Is this Levi Strauss?
Krogan, like, from Mass Effect?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pimp as shit.
Hey, John Krogan,
you're on the air.
You're a great drummer.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, John?
Hello?
Is he not there?
Yeah!
John, I think maybe you have a question. I don't remember.
I wanted to ask a couple questions, but
is this a real life?
Guys, I know you guys are talking about games over there. Over.
Is this a real life CNN prank call right now?
Yeah, wait, hang on.
Yeah, is that a walkie talkie?
This is my favorite
What's
kind of YouTube
on?
Video.
I don't know if talk about games, but I know I got a question. Over.
Go ahead. John,
that's
go ahead.
Really impressive sound quality.
All right, one more. Oh, yeah, my question was this. Yo, so I'm unfamiliar with the Hawaiian... I can't keep that up. My nose is stuffy. Yo, so I'm unfamiliar with the Hawaiian Feeling podcast, and this will be my first time listening. Yeah, because the first episode hasn't come out yet, you dingus. What do you feel is... I don't understand this question at all. What do you feel is the difference between plur and irie?
What?
Huh?
Plur and irie.
I think those might be like pidgin English terms, like, I'm feeling irie. You know, like reggae terms.
Solomon.
So he's wondering what
are
the
they? I'm not convinced they're reggae terms.
I know irie is like, you know, like I feel irie.
How do you spell it?
I-R-I-E?
I know I don't know that.
I do know fucking know that.
Maybe he's talking about the Great Lakes.
Is he? Erie?
Lake Erie and Lake Plur.
Lake Era.
E pluribus unum.
It's maybe.
Whoa, death to tyrants?
Johnny's Googling it right now.
Is that peace, means. Love, unity, respect? Is that it?
Plur? Oh, so what could Irie stand for?
That would
for?
Make a great tattoo.
Irie? Like, I know I feel Irie.
Yo, intelligence?
How do you spell Irie?
Real?
I-R-I-E.
I-R-I-E. How did you spell plur?
P-L-U-R.
Okay, cool. So that's peace, love, unity, respect. Irie is total peace with your current state of being. The way you feel when you have no worries.
I think plur is more, so, John, I think plur is
matata.
More universal.
Yeah, can we?
It sounds like plur has three more components than Irie. Yeah. To begin with.
And plur seems to be for everybody, whereas Irie is just how you feel.
Oh, it's actually Jamaican.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I fucking was trying to say, except it's bad that I equate Jamaican with, I don't know, I think they're reggae words. So that was mildly racist.
Stupid.
Yeah, hang on. All the listeners, just Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Means no worries.
It means E pluribus unum. Which
what if that's what E pluribus unum means?
There's a rapper named D. Irie.
That's the tyrants.
We know. We know. How absurd. This question is real quick. It's from a guy named Andrew. Do you guys like riding bikes and can you do any sick tricks?
Johnny and I I was trying. Johnny was doing all kinds of bunny hops last night.
Yeah, I love to ride my bike and I love to do bunny hops. But I can also do wheelies and endos.
What's
an endo?
I think it's called an endo.
I don't know what an endo is.
You can do an innuendo with your bike?
So I think it's like a front wheel wheelie, like a nollie.
Oh, okay.
Or like with your bike.
Okay, hold on, Johnny. I've heard many stories about this patented move you made called the Narbonne. Can you describe that to me?
Tell us about the Narbonne.
You're the Narbonne guy?
Narbonne. Well, first of all, a Narbonne is a Tim and Eric reference.
No.
But the Narbonne 720.
Called out. Yeah, dude, you know the Narbonne.
The Narbonne 720 on the other hand.
You have to have a skimboard. Second of all, you have to have...
Wait, so you're biking and skimboarding?
Yes.
That's sick.
Yeah, I know. So you have to have a skimboard with your bike.
He knows he's sick.
So basically what you do is you go off a ramp, you launch into the air, you do a double tail whip, and you kind of like throw your bike back over your head, and then you pull out the skimboard out of your backpack, put it down, and try to ride. You know, like waves can sometimes make like ramp structures. You want to get like the downside of the ramp or else you're going to beef. Yeah,
yeah. So where does your bike go?
The bike goes back home.
Yeah, weird. Have you never like played Tony Hawk? It just kind of, you know.
It goes away.
No, I've never done any Narbonne tricks on Tony Hawk. I can never figure it out.
Hawaiian
feeling.
It's
definitely
listeners.
An advanced move. That's really impressive, as far as
Hawaiian feeling moves go. Yeah. That's one of the most Hawaiian feeling moves I know of.
That is your official skimboard joke.
Anthony, what kind of tricks can you do? I don't want to leave you out of this because you don't ride a bike, but you do ride a Razor scooter. What kind of tricks can you do on that?
The trick where you turn the handle all the way around?
I can do that. I can turn my handle all the way around. Also, I do know how to ride a bike. But
you don't. Like, you don't as often as you ride your scooter.
Definitely not. But please don't call me out for not riding my bike.
Yeah, well, that's what this program is all about, is calling each other out and having a good time with our buds.
Is it? So, I ride a Razor scooter around. I can fucking hop all over the place, but I can whip my handlebars around.
What about your hair?
My hair? Oh, whip my hair back
and
forth?
Can you whip your Irie around?
I can definitely whip my Irie plur hair around. Adam, do you ride a bike ever?
I don't have a bike.
Yep, so that answers that question.
I can ride a bike.
That doesn't mean you don't ride bikes.
When I ride my friend's bikes, I think, like, this is kind of cool and this is chill.
Do you ever ride a girl bike?
Do I ride a girl bike?
But
gotta think about that one. Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. Like they have the baskets. You know.
Yeah, I think once you turn into an adult, there's not really girl bikes anymore.
I don't know what you're saying.
That's true.
Moving on. We have a question that I really want to talk about.
I really want to talk about.
This is from Dakota. Hello, Dakota.
Hey, Dakota.
Hey, Dakota.
I wanted to ask what Dakota your opinion ring. On Baja Blast is. I want to tell outright, I fucking hate Baja Blast.
Okay. I have a love-hate relationship with Baja Blast in that I hated it, and then I learned to love it. And
you don't need to learn to love it.
But here's the thing. I used to never get it because I was like, oh, I like normal Mountain Dew more. And then I found out how they made Baja Blast.
How?
Tell us.
It was like they very seriously tried to come up with a taste that was like the opposite of the flavor palette of Taco Bell food. So it would be the most refreshing
wow.
to drink with their food.
I didn't
and
know
then
that.
Since then I get it every time.
And also the most flavor contrast. Probably the most mouthfeel contrast.
It's
too.
Funny to me. It's funny to me, Adam.
When you're designing a drink, you really gotta think about the mouthfeel.
Yeah. It's crucial.
Yeah, it's clutch even.
Adam, I wanna talk to you about this very briefly, because I know you've said kind of similar things for beer where it's like, because you just started kind of recently sometimes drinking beer, right?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about getting a tattoo that says get into wine.
God damn it. But when I asked you, because I know you didn't drink for the longest time, right? Like, mm-hmm. and you just started kind of drinking beer.
I think 21 years is like the longest time.
Yeah, sure. But I remember you saying, because I asked you why, and you were talking about how much effort was put into making a beer, and you were intrigued by that. Would you say you like tend to drink things out of principle rather than like you actually like them?
You know, I was talking to my brother about this once about getting into unsweet tea.
I do not really like unsweet tea, but I will drink it.
I love it. I
like it too.
I don't drink sweet tea ever.
I do like unsweetened tea, but not unsweetened cold tea. I like unsweet hot tea.
That's so weird. But I see what you're saying. You like hot unsweet tea.
Yeah.
You got that far. Okay.
I don't think that's as weird as you think it is.
No, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
You like hot unsweet tea.
So,
fair enough.
If you like sweet tea,
I'm glad we established this.
Would you say you like, drink things more out of principle?
It definitely happens. Kickstart, I just loved the concept of breakfast soda.
I think we all love that concept.
I was with like you and Charlie when I was also first starting to drink Kickstart.
Well, because me and Charlie had come up with the idea of breakfast soda like a year before. And we were like, what would be a good breakfast soda? Because Sprite doesn't really do it enough. And then they came out with Kickstart. And it is good.
You know, for me, it was always lemonade.
Like
not
lemonade.
A soda.
Well, no, I mean like you know, Minute Maid from a tap lemonade. Does it still not count as soda, you wouldn't say?
It's just from a fountain.
Is it carbonated?
Ice does not
count
as soda.
Is it carbonated?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I think...
Yeah, my favorite soda
well,
is
fuck that,
ice.
Then.
The ice from the middle.
Matt, Baja
calling
Blast.
Each other out. That's what we do on the
I've never had it.
You've never had Baja
I've
Blast?
I've never had Baja Blast.
I just think it tastes like trash. I just don't like it.
I like drinks that you can't just chug, because then you don't just accidentally chug your drink.
But I've never... I don't really chug soda.
Is that a
soda.
Bad thing? Is it a bad thing to chug your drink?
Then you're out.
Well, but what if you're a Taco Bell?
Well,
I don't.
But I get
all
Baja
the soda
Blast.
You want.
I can chug Baja Blast, but like unsweet tea,
right?
It's kind of gross to just drink a ton of unsweet tea at once.
Yeah,
but it is just like water plus.
All right, Johnny.
Yo, water plus.
I've never had it.
Have you really never had it?
No, I haven't been to a Taco Bell in like probably like 4 years.
Is this exclusively
maybe even longer?
A Taco Bell. Flavor?
Oh, I should mention actually. Yeah, they just recently started selling it.
I assume this is why Dakota is asking about it.
Yeah.
It's been on the news.
It's just, like, I just don't get it.
Wait, hold on. Is this a Nuggie News segment?
All right, we're back in Nuggie News.
Dakota's always asking us about the news she sees.
All right, that's the end of Nuggie News. Nuggie News is, I can't wait for that to die. No, I can't. I love it.
It's going to be every episode.
I love it. I don't get it because I don't really even love normal Mountain Dew, but like I like Mountain Dew Code Red, and I really weirdly something me and Spencer have in common. I really love Diet Mountain Dew Code.
Okay,
Red.
Let me take it back. How many of you have had Surge?
I've had Surge
back in the day.
Maybe like once
like
or twice.
Super Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
I think I did have it. That was pre Vault.
So yeah, I have had it before. Yeah, pre Vault.
You know, there's
around the time of Jolt.
I live in pre-Surge, post 9/11 world. Evan, Baja Blast.
I like it a lot.
Wow.
I think I see,
okay.
I haven't had it from a bottle yet, so I feel like there would be a pretty, maybe a pretty drastic difference between from the tap and from the bottle.
And also, like, outside of the context of drinking it while eating Taco Bell food,
right.
Which it was engineered to
That's
complement.
The thing. I have a really strong association between the two, and I love Taco Bell. So
yeah, I also love Taco Bell.
I remember I was playing a Rorschach test, and I got a picture of Baja Blast, and I said, Taco Bell.
I was dressed up as Rorschach from The Dark Knight.
Dude,
that's
Joker.
That's actually my favorite.
That's the best movie of all time. Yeah.
And I think I remember that. That was when you were eating a burrito. Go on, and then take it from here.
Go on.
And then I had this premonition that Baja Blast would be available. And then 9/11 happened.
And now we're in a post 9/11 world.
Are you saying there's a correlation there?
Correlation does not equal causation.
You know, that's true.
Biatch.
Got him. You ever seen The Dark Knight?
That's my opinion. Evan, real quick, before I ask this next question,
yeah.
I want to say you were one of the first people I met who...
That's weird.
Who was like me in the way that, like, you know I have an appreciation for the finer
women.
Foods. But would also just fucking, like, eat Taco Bell. And
oh, yeah, totally. Which Taco Bell and Popeyes.
Yeah,
all
me and
the
Evan
time.
Are very familiar with Popeyes.
Popeyes is so cheap.
And how good it feels eating
it's
is
so insane.
So much better in terms of health for you than how much shit it's
speaking
doing
of
to
eating
you.
Shitty fast food.
Uh-huh.
I was having, like, stomach problems for a while. Not really stomach problems, but just, like, bad poops.
This has been there. Thing.
And then I went and visited Spencer for like days, and we just ate fast food
that
the whole time.
Ruin it.
And it fixed me perfectly.
What?
All of my poops were good.
Dude, I stayed with Spencer for like 2.5 days, and I immediately got sick. Like, sorry, Spendy. This next question is really good, and I'm sure you guys will all have. Let's maybe make it a sentence. This is from a buddy named Sam. What do I do in an empty car wash until 8 p.m.?
Okay, it's a bunny, right? We're speaking to a bunny named Sam?
No, it's a bunny.
If you're a bunny, get out of that car wash.
And the question is, what like, do I do in an empty car wash?
It's one of the worst places I can
yes.
imagine
like,
for
a yeah, what does he do?
What should a bunny do in an empty car wash?
All right, we'll answer, what should a bunny do?
Leave?
Yeah, that's my answer.
Go
right,
home
now
and
we answer,
see your
what
children.
Does a bunny do? So we establish he leaves. What does a buddy do?
Also leaves.
Go on his phone.
Eats, shoots, and leaves, dude.
Check Facebook.
Drink coffee.
get his car washed.
Get his car washed for free.
You get a slap bath.
Wait, so it's
yeah.
so
you ever had a slap bath?
No, is there any indication it's whether it's closed?
Or is I think
it just
he works
empty?
There.
Oh, he could try to give himself
he works
a five
there.
Star.
I think I'm assuming.
he could rate the car wash five stars on Yelp.
I don't know if we can get clarification. Yeah, but I assume he works there if he's in an empty car wash until 8 p.m.
Yeah, just start trying to give yourself five stars.
Also, Sam, it's not empty if you're there. You're
just
there.
Just go on Google.
Just go on Yelp. Go on
Google
Yelp.
A little bit.
Yeah. So we have a few options for you. You can check Facebook. You can get your car washed for free. Get a slap bath.
Slap bath, yeah.
Slap bath.
Give yourself five stars.
Give yourself five
get
stars.
Get a snapback.
Maybe a slap bath.
You can get a snapback. And I suggest, I don't know, maybe trying to lure people in.
Maybe figure it out on your own.
No, he's
Wait,
nice.
If the bunny can leave, just tell him to leave.
If the buddy can leave.
Yeah, but bunnies don't need money.
So we only have a few
buddies
questions.
Buddies need money, yeah. though.
Yeah. We only have a few more questions. This next one is from a fellow named Caleb. Cool name. Are you an innie or an outie? I'm an innie.
I was like an outie when I was a kid, but...
I think you grew.
I think I grew.
You're an innie now.
You grew from outie to innie?
Maybe if I like lost all body fat, it would stick out.
All right. But
could try it.
I should try that.
Matt.
Innie city, baby.
I'm an innie city riot.
Inner sinners.
Are we all innies?
We
do
all
we
inners?
Know any outies?
I think outies are pretty rare.
I only hook
I
up
are,
with
yeah.
outies.
I only drive
like,
outies.
Well, yeah, like the car.
What if that, what oh, if that was your Anthony or outies your type?
This is nutted news. this is a segment of nutted news. I recently hooked up with an outie who drives an outie.
That's sick.
Was that, and then I made her sad and she kicked me outie.
Oh, was it a gnat with an outie belly button?
Yeah, it was a gnat. I hooked up with a gnat, as in the bug, but I'm currently flirting with a bee.
Is it a bug or an outie?
It's a bug. It's a Bugatti. and that has been nutted news. That's Caleb.
Good work.
How many questions
do we have?
Good nutty news.
We have like a few from one person, so I'll only pick a few, two.
Let's get through these. I'm over the questions.
Okay, this is.
I don't need to answer to anyone.
This is.
I answer to myself.
All right,
I'm my own authority.
So I'll pick two from this person's questions who has chosen to remain anonymous.
Are they from out of town? Can you tell me that?
Does anyone know the area code 517?
No.
I think they're from out of town. What T-shirt have you felt most intimately connected to?
Very, very good question.
Yeah, that actually...
That's a good question.
Gotta think of an answer, though.
I think the T-shirt I felt most intimately connected to was a T-shirt that apparently was my uncle's that I can no longer find. And I'm very sad. I wouldn't... Like, it's like looks like a T-shirt, but it has like a few buttons right at the top, but it's shaped like a T-shirt. It has like a pattern on the entire torso, but it just has like little yellow sleeves.
Huh.
And I really liked it. It made me feel like I was just like born in the wrong era. But I cannot find it, and I've actively felt myself being kind of sad that I don't know where this shirt is. And I think I actually have. I think it made me in the possession of someone I've dated who was an Audi. God damn it! But
it can fit on the car.
Yeah, it could fit over a car.
It's a really big shirt.
Big shirt. But yeah, I think that is the T-shirt, Adam.
That's truly splendid.
Well, I have to ask you about your T-shirt right now.
Okay,
you're wearing
a
T-shirt that has a DIY V cut into it. It's a DIY V neck.
I am wearing a DIY V neck. It was a crew neck, and I cut a V into it. This T-shirt I got at my high school. It's the BHS World Language Talent Showcase Performer 2006. It was my freshman year of high school.
So
and, maybe college.
Second semester.
We may never know.
It was second semester. They had a world language talent showcase, and some people did some songs, and I played bass for them, and I got a T-shirt.
Ew. And how emotionally important is that to you, that shirt?
Not
that much.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Yeah, not much.
Okay.
What about a T-shirt?
I appreciate your honesty.
I'm still trying to think of a T-shirt where I'd be like sad if that T-shirt stopped being in my life.
Well, while you're thinking, Matt,
let me help you out. Let me give you some time.
Buy him some time.
Thank you.
That's some help.
Yeah, no problem. So when I was younger, middle school into high school, my best friend, his family would take me to the beach, Bethany Beach, every single year.
Yeah.
For 5 or 6 years running. And it was a thing I looked forward to every single year. And in about, I want to say 11th grade, one year I bought a shirt from Bethany Beach, and it's simple. It just says Bethany Beach, nice brown shirt, short sleeve, surfer dude type shirt. I love that stuff. And I still have it, and it just reminds me of the days back when I used to go to the beach with his family, and it was awesome. I still wear it.
That's cool. It's cool crazy. That it can actually bring back that mem.
That's so fucked up.
Huh?
Oh, this is...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Johnny, what about you?
It's between two shirts. It's between my...
Between two ferns.
Sick.
You got a turkey shirt?
It's between
get it
my
out
turkey
of those ferns.
No, it's between my tap out shirt and my affliction shirt.
You only have one of each?
Yeah.
Give me?
You don't have doubles of your shirts?
I can't decide which one's better for a fight, honestly. I think the affliction one might be. It's got more graphics.
Is that good for fights to distract the other fighter?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of the same T-shirts I had when I was...
Just what?
Is that JJ?
Oh. Evan's girlfriend, Claire, just walked in the room.
I don't have a lot of the same T-shirts that I had when I was a young boy. But if I had to, like, pick one, it would probably be, like, one of my old, like, baseball uniform shirts from when I was a kid that I just, like... They were extra large, and I stretched them out like over my legs, and I put them over my legs and like get really warm and play video games.
I did that so many times.
Like I really, really loved like super big shirts when I was just hanging out playing video games or doing whatever.
With my boys and bros.
So it's probably one of those.
I think about my...
Sorry.
Oh, huh? Huh? That might be the t-shirt I was wearing when I got my first kill.
Ew.
Like,
in gaming?
Like, yeah, was, like Call of Duty.
Was it the best one?
The best kill?
Yeah.
The first kill's always the best.
That's
the thing
not
is, the first kill's always the best, but it's never just one more.
Yeah, that's true. There's always at least two kills.
Yeah. Which would be called a double
isn't
kill.
Isn't that an old idiom? Evan, what about you, boy?
Wait, isn't John Glenn just an old idiot?
Yeah.
Or is he an old idiom?
He's both.
Both?
Both?
He's a stupid idiom.
Honestly, though, I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite t-shirt. Maybe if I like looked at all my t-shirts, I would be like, oh, that one. But I haven't seen most of my t-shirts in a while.
What about lucky number Evan?
Do you wear like a very small percentage of your total number of t-shirts?
Yeah, most of them have been dirty and in a bin for a long time, and I've just been washing like the same 10 over and over.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that happens.
And by the same 10, I mean the three tenors. You got Pavarotti.
Who's your favorite tenor? No.
Of the three tenors?
I don't want to get into this.
The only one I know is Pavarotti.
What about the Irish tenors?
I don't want to talk about tenors on this show.
What about the 12 apostles?
It's its own segment. Evan, what's your favorite t-shirt?
My favorite apostle is Paul.
Same.
My favorite t-shirt.
Peter's my favorite apostle.
Different guys. Yeah. So here's my theory. So there was a little, just kind of a typical kid, kind of drew some dragons.
Can I guess?
Oh, I love this shirt.
Named Evan Lorich.
No, it really wasn't. I wish it was, and you'll know why, but it wasn't. So this little kid just kind of liked drawing dragons.
Out of train.
And there were five that he drew with a really specific, like, sort of sky blue crayon background. And his mom saw it and was like, oh, little man,
small man.
That's so good. Those are such good dragons. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put them on a shirt for myself, and it's going to be medium sized, but I'm not going to hold on to it that long, and it's going to end up in a thrift store where Evan's going to buy it.
Flash forward.
Oh. Here I am with this shirt with dragons on it. One of them is actually a trace of the dragon on the cover of Aragon, like that young adult novel. Actual trace.
That's awesome.
There's another one, like a long sort of like traditional Chinese dragon wrapped around a music note, like an eighth note with a floating tail.
God.
Yeah.
And again, these are like crayon drawings.
Yeah, okay. Like crayon, maybe a
They're
little bit,
like
maybe
creole,
a little bit of colored pencil.
It's on
creole.
A
creole drawing.
It's on a shirt?
Yeah, it's like on a t-shirt.
Wax on a t-shirt?
No, it's printed. Okay. It's like a graphic or something.
Evan, what do you think that shirt would say if it could talk?
Check out Pinterest.
Hey.
Check out Pinterest.
maybe just like a Pinterest crafts person.
Yeah, I haven't
looked
it up. That could be a Pinterest shirt.
I have one last question, and
then what?
Well, we could take a little break and then maybe come back a little bit and then have a little bit more of the podcast. But that's a practical thing. This person gave me a shitload of goofy questions and then wrote actual question. What is your opinion of the National? Because I find them excruciatingly boring. Like, I see why so many people like them, because lots of people are boring. I'd like to first say...
That's really mean.
That's really mean.
Because I've never heard the National.
Oh, you sit out for this? Have you never heard the National?
Uh-uh.
Oh, cool.
Have you heard the National Anthem?
Was that Francis Scott Key?
Yeah.
it's kind of a big one.
Is that a Francis?
By the way, he's doing a 13 Colonies reunion tour this summer.
Do you like Francis Scott Key?
Oh, yeah.
Are
cool.
You into him?
See, a lot of people, like, I find him really boring, but I see why a lot of people like him, because a lot of people are excruciatingly boring.
Oh. Damn, dude.
I just called each other out today on a wide field. All right, why don't you talk about the National?
I want to first say that the National are a band I really love, I love all their records, including their first record, which...
An important question right now, though, is are you excruciatingly boring?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I genuinely don't think I have a boring taste in music. Lately, it's become... like, I had a streak of a few months where it was kind of boring.
Well, how many times a day do you excruciate?
Oh, literally.
That's a fair question.
Seven. I'm mentioning
that.
It's
a common
edge.
Excruciator.
As a basis for comparison, can you give us some examples of what you thought were boring in this streak?
The fact that lately I've been listening to U2 is kind of boring. But they excite me, so whatever. I don't really care. I don't think that any music taste is boring. I just think I was being boring for a few months because I kept listening to the same things.
Fair enough.
But with the, and one of those things was Drake. But with the National, I just like, I want to address this because I've heard this from multiple people who listen to kind of like, you know, more kind of odd music, whereas the National kind of stick in with a lot of traditions in music, but also kind of stretch them, which I think is cool. I just want to say, like, I've heard a lot of people saying that they find the National predictable and like boring, and like, I want to address, like, I definitely do not think predictability in music is an immediate negative at all. Like, I think that's, like, if you like any pop music at all, then you're automatically liking a formulaic thing, and that's not silly. That's cool, and it's good to appreciate things that you might find predictable and then look inside of it and say, oh, but there are, like, really cool lyrics in this song, or they do like a thing differently here. Like, they make it kind of palatable so that you can appreciate the things that they do that are different. So I just want to tell whoever this is, because they've chosen to remain anonymous, that what you think of as boring is not necessarily a negative. It just means you're bored by it. But I really love the band. I love all their records, including their first one, which not a lot of people like. That has my favorite National song, which is Theory of the Crows. Evan, I want to start with you because I know you're a fan as well.
Yeah, I like them a lot. I feel like the people who call them boring predictable.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I kind of get the idea that people have come to that conclusion within the first 45 seconds of listening to them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I also really enjoy them. I don't like the first record that much, but everything since then I've totally loved. I don't know. I don't think that's any kind of fair judgment.
Yeah, because they do. They actually are pretty like thrilling to listen to sometimes, specifically on like Alligator. Johnny, you like them, right?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't listened to them that much, and I'm not too familiar. But whenever I do listen to them, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to their most recent album a few times, and I thought they were doing some pretty cool stuff. I don't know. I think it's enjoyable. It's good music to put on.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, just successful guys. Like, they're current on their bills. What's not to like?
they are now.
As far as we know.
They have good credit.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, Adam, because I know you don't listen to them, but... The main guy, Matt Berninger, he's funny because in some of his, he like his songs are like about very adult things, but not like sexual adult. Like he has like a song called Baby Will Be Fine that's just kind of about working like an office job and like being in a weird, like almost being like a newlywed person. And like, it's so, he seems like someone who like is kind of a yuppie dude who's just really bummed out. But I do think he's very current on his bills. Like, he sings,
he would be, yeah.
He seems like he's current, like, from his topics.
Well, they're all, I think they're all, like, I would guess they're all at least 40.
Yeah, they're old dudes.
Yeah.
Matt, do you like The National at all?
I do, but I haven't heard that many of their songs, to be honest. I'm not nearly as musically inclined as the three of you are. But I will say that one of my most favorite video game music videos is to one of their songs, Exile Villa 5.
Oh, there you go.
And
it is a Half-Life 2 music video, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Right on.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, they're...
Right on red? That's my great. Other tattoo.
So that's our opinion on the National. Adam, as someone who I know is an extremely musically inclined person, I would recommend listening to some stuff, but it would have to be like select stuff. But I know you're not necessarily a person who... cares about lyrics 100% of the time. Like,
it's
I feel like it's almost
more
rare.
Like the opposite.
Yeah. Like 0% of the time.
Negative 100%.
I did
of the
show
time.
You a Sunkill Moon song that I remember you at least appreciated.
Yeah. And I would say about what you were saying too, any kind of music you're not that familiar with, it sounds formulaic at first. Like, I don't really listen to trance or metal. Yeah. And so I can't tell what makes those songs different from each other. And if you just barely check out their music, you probably can't really tell what they're doing differently right away.
Yeah. And Adam, this is another thing, because we're done with questions, by the way.
Anthony?
Adam, when it comes... Because we had... What, shut up. I just did like a really effeminate pose.
That's not why I was laughing.
Oh, sick. But
I was laughing because we said each other's names.
Adam.
Johnny.
Adam, you...
Anthony.
Matt.
Kill me, man.
But this is for every... Matt, I have to ask this, but I know everyone else in here is, but are you a fan of Radiohead?
I am.
Awesome. Okay, they're my favorite band of all time. And although that might recently change, I hope not, but I mean, my favorite movie changed like a week ago.
What's that?
It used to be a movie called Brazil, which is still one of my favorite movies of all time, but it's now The Shining. I've made the decision.
My favorite color changed like a couple months ago. Went from orange to green.
Did it actually?
Those are my two favorite colors.
My favorite number changed.
Orange and green?
It was number 3 for Babe Ruth. Now it's number 8 for Cal Ripken.
That seems like a really drastic
change. It's 3 twice
change.
Put together.
Yeah, it's good math.
But I want to talk about this as, because now that I know everyone in here is a fan of Radiohead, I've seen an alarming amount of like people, alarming to me just because I'm a giant fan, but like I've just heard a crazy amount of people calling Radiohead boring. And I'm just kind of like, because I'm not like personally insulted because I know that Radiohead are not, but like, why did you think people think that? Because Adam, I know as a person who composes music and stuff like that, like, we were talking very much about like their harmonic choices and like all this stuff. They're both thrilling in like the way they compose music and just the content is good. Like, and the sounds are cool.
I don't.
Why do you think people think that?
The only I can't imagine anyone thinking anything is boring besides like Pablo Honey or King of Limbs.
Mm-hmm. And like, that may have something to do with it.
I just didn't like King of Limbs because it was so chill.
Yeah, me too.
And I just don't feel like chilling that much.
Not a real hard chiller.
No.
But it's not.
No way.
It's not boring. I find that if you listen to like in headphones, it's really exciting. And it's exciting for me to hear. Well, I guess I know that they started out doing electronic music. Specifically, Tom York was a DJ. And stuff like that, and was experimenting in like early dubstep music. I don't know. I just don't think it's boring. I don't know what you guys are seeing.
But isn't the real question here, why do you think other people think it's boring? Do you think that's
that's
like,
exactly what I asked. Well, yeah.
I might have a little bit of insight on that.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, Johnny might have a little bit of insight on this.
Say it.
I don't know.
Radiohead's boring
got some little insides.
Because they just don't write cool songs.
That's sick.
So Radiohead was I actually got really into Radiohead pretty recently comparatively to the people around me. I wasn't into Radiohead until about like maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Before that I didn't really understand it. Like I was just like, people love this band, but I don't know why. I listened to them. They're like, okay, it's like a rock band. That's sick. Cool. But I don't know what it was. I just,
that's real though. That's real.
I mean, yeah. Rock bands are sick.
It was the way I was feeling. And then like I listened to Kid A and I was in the perfect mood to listen to Kid A. And all of a sudden I was just like, holy shit. Like I have to like go through their discography now. And like, it like something just clicked with me.
That was this
morning. It's really hard to put into words.
Dude, this morning I was in the mood for 2001 A Space Odyssey, and I watched that this morning. And
watching movies in the morning is really fun.
I love it, dude.
It's so good.
Do you know the movie The Solo? Does anyone know The Soloist?
Is that
Robert Downey Jr.
cello player?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
That movie is really good.
Yeah.
I remember waking up at like, this is during a real depressing period of my life where like I was at my family's house and I wasn't working and I wasn't going to school, and I was waking up at like 6 in the morning for no reason, just watching my family go to work and school. And I remember one morning I put that movie on and that was the perfect movie for right then. And like, I was watching it so early, and I had just the rest of my day to like muse on it. And yeah, morning movies.
I watched I Am Sam at like 6 a.m. once. I hated that movie.
That movie's not good.
Really bad.
Everyone loved the soundtrack because it was like, oh, Beatles.
Watch it again. They shot that movie as if it were like The Bourne Identity.
Is that the one that like Sean Penn is in?
Yeah, Sean
yeah,
Penn.
Yeah, he plays a
Sean
disabled
Penn
person.
Plays a
yeah,
mentally yeah. disabled guy. But the camera is just shaking all the time and cutting all the time. And he's just like, oh, where's... Here to say hi to my daughter.
I love the Beatles.
See, I
love the
Beatles. I guess that would make a bad morning movie.
Yeah. But yeah, 2001, this morning was a great decision. But I can see how like listening to the right record at the right time.
Yeah, something just kind of like flipped the switch for me. Yeah. And I just slowly went through their entire discography. And as I went through it, like it didn't click perfectly, but like I kept on like finding myself going back to certain songs and then being like, I really like a lot of like a couple songs and like Hail to the Thief. I'm just going to like check it out for real.
Yeah.
And then like
Hail to the Thief is that sometimes reaches number one favorite Radiohead record.
Yeah.
For me.
Like same. I hate saying that bands can be an acquired taste, but yeah. like for me, Radiohead was definitely an acquired taste.
Interesting.
I fully think music and bands can be an acquired taste.
Yeah.
There was a study I read about where some scientists showed some people snippets of classical music and stuff and saw how much they liked it and then taught them a little bit about theoretic, like music theory, what was going on to help them be able to identify things. And everyone who knew a little bit more about it liked it more.
Interesting. Yeah. They probably sensed some things that
they
didn't sense.
So, like, if you know what's going on, it's more easy to follow, and I feel like Radiohead is a band where you can miss harmonically, like theoretically, all the weird stuff they're doing because they blend it in so well to their songs.
Remember when we were listening to We Suck Young Blood and all the choices they make in that are insane?
And just I forget what song it is, maybe the one song where he's like, you do it to yourself.
Just. And that's a pop rock song.
And the chords in that song are like
crazy.
One of Messiaen's symmetrical scales. And like, of course, Johnny Greenwood, like the violist beforehand, was like, let's use one of like Olivier Messiaen's weird scales. And then they just kind of did it with guitars and made it work. And you don't really notice that it's weird.
I feel like there's an element of being, and I keep in mind, I love The Shining, you know, but I just recently also watched the documentary Room 237.
Hate
well,
it.
I don't like it. Yeah.
So
John Cusack was really so good in that one.
I really don't. What's up? What did you say?
John Cusack was really
John
good
Cusack.
In that movie.
Oh, God.
What's
but Room
face?
237, Samuel I couldn't stand Jackson. It. It just seems so up its own butt. But, like, I can get why people felt the need to look into it that way. Because when you learn, when something obviously has folds to it and stuff, I can imagine it feels really good to kind of feel clued in while you're watching. And I can imagine, like, if you know a little bit more about music theory and then you listen to something like a classical piece that exemplifies what you learned, it can probably feel good to know what you, at least in your own mind, what you think is happening.
Yeah, and then you can identify further,
yeah.
like, this is a whole aspect of what they're creating that you wouldn't get otherwise.
Yeah.
Back to Room 237, though.
God damn it.
I had this theory.
Do any of you guys know what this is?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about The Shining, but like about all the hidden messages that probably aren't real in The Shining.
So this is a grand scheme theory about conspiracy theories.
It's a bunch of nerds made this movie.
And my theory is...
Fucking nerds.
These people...
Nutty nerds?
No, yes.
Yeah, these nutty nerds.
They're truly nutty.
These nutty nerds who are conspiracy theorists about any conspiracy, JFK assassination, faking the Apollo moon landing, whatever. They have all these theories that like, oh, the government and everything, or like there are these secret societies that are like super all powerful and they were able to make this happen. I think really they were just scared that one guy was like, I'm going to kill JFK and he could do it.
Yeah.
That's way
that's
scarier.
Scary. That's
way
scarier,
scarier than that the mob can
that's
like,
partially
do all this stuff.
What you're saying right now, because I was into this stuff like in early high school, and part like what you're saying is what got me out of being into it. The idea that like it's so easy for me to think about conspiracy theory. It's easy for me because there is so much that is kept out of my sight and stuff like that, then like I can think like, oh yeah, there are all kinds of secrets and all kinds of plots and stuff like that. it's harder for me to think about the fact that it could be something that's in plain sight that could do something like kill the president.
Yeah.
Something very simple. You guys are talking about Occam's razor right now.
Yeah, simplest. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, we could have simplified it by saying that. Occam's razor in you know, example right then. But yeah, Room 237 can suck my nuts. But back to Radiohead, I want to hear Evan's opinion on this. Like why you might think other people would think they're boring. Because I know you don't.
I don't. I'm sure a lot of it just has to do with the fact that they're so astronomically popular.
Yeah, we didn't address the world. That really. They assume like it's like people saying Neutral Milk Hotel weren't good.
Right. I mean, like, yeah,
you're just
it's something
ubiquitous.
That, yeah, right. Like you know, a crowd of people disliking something is mostly directly proportional to how many people do like them.
Yeah. It just sucks.
Yeah.
You saying haters gonna hate?
Basically? Yeah, haters gonna
That's
hate.
That's literally like, a haters gonna hate. I remember seeing our friends Ian and Rosemary had like a really boring status like thing where like Rosemary posted like, shouts out to Rosemary, what's up?
What up?
I love you, but I'm gonna say this. Oh, she posted something like unpopular opinion. I really like. She said, "In the Aeroplane Over the Sea" is not even in my top 100 albums. Which, fine, whatever. But then, like, Ian, our friend Ian, shout out to Ian, what's up?
What up?
He writes on the status, like, God, I've never liked that album. I never understood why so many people were like it. And I just had to interject on Facebook. I was like, this is the most boring backlash ever. Like, it's not, like, it's, it's like, it's not, like, it's extremely popular in your, like, little underground circle of things that you like. Like it would never be on like the Billboard like top most popular album.
Yeah,
of all time.
I've never heard of it.
Have you never? Yeah, no. It's like is it's like really popular. It's Neutral Milk Hotel.
Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah. It's like really popular with like people that generally like underground music, and it's often like a gateway into more experimental things. It's like a gateway record for people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're disowning it. And I'm like, why are you even bothering to disown it? Like, whatever. But that's something. Yeah, but I think you're totally right about like popularity. And I kind of want to ask this question to everybody just to bring a new topic into things, because I mentioned my favorite movie just changed to The Shining, and it just kind of clicked. I was talking about this with Matt and Johnny earlier, and talking about like our favorite movies and stuff like that. It's kind of a basic topic, but I kind of wanted to talk about our favorite movies and why.
You are a basic male.
Basic dummy.
Shut up. But or has any, okay, I could maybe adjust this a little bit more.
Favorite movie.
Favorite movie, but maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe we're lying.
Or has, no, how about this? This is way more exciting. Maybe edit out that boring thing I said. What is something that has been a big change in you in terms of taste and has become a new recent favorite thing?
Lizards.
Of Waverly
Place? Reptiles.
Yeah. You too?
Those are pretty cool.
Reptiles are sick.
Did you say reptiles?
So are you asking something that has caused a change in taste? Like a specific example?
I would say more so an actual thing that you just recently started to love that maybe you disliked before or you had ignored before.
I know something.
Yeah, it can be either like, I want to do it like music, movies, or TV, like media.
Oh, sure, never mind.
Sure. Wait, hold on. No, or food.
Well, no, it's none of those things.
I have to listen to him. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right.
I'm going to give you a hard time on this
talk
one.
Talk about it.
By giving you a hard time, I mean not respond how you expect me to respond.
Okay, talk about it.
I've got sort of a money pit of a 2002 Grand Cherokee. And it's had a coolant leak for a while, and it's a car that's kind of on its way out, so I didn't want to dump a whole lot of money to it. So I just kind of figured, I'll try to figure this out. And I did, and I'm in the process of repairing it right now. And through that process, I've found a big appreciation for cars and for motor vehicles just in the
cars
way that
too
it's
as well.
Yeah. Cars and cars too. and motorcycles. If you've seen that one.
No, that's
motorcycle
not real.
Diaries.
It's big.
Motorcycle Diaries.
Cars,
Pixar,
motorcycle diaries
in place.
bikes.com.
But you're like into cars now, and the mechanics.
I'm not into cars now. I just find like it's a very
whoa. You're not into cars.
No, everything is very analogous. Everything works how it should be. It's all like it's all physics based and like I, it, in terms of like I'm used to music and like musical equipment and gear and stuff, which is all really expensive, but
and not is always in a it doesn't always work the way you want.
Yeah,
it to.
Yeah, exactly. And it's generally depending on what it is, it's a lot harder to figure out. Yeah. But I mean, like, and auto repair is relatively inexpensive depending on what it is.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting. Yeah. Kind of like a
like if your clock isn't I'm guessing playing the right time.
Yeah,
I'm guessing that's why people get into bike repair and stuff like that, and bike maintenance, because it's something that, like, all the parts are so visible and, like, problems can be made super understandable mm-hmm. and stuff like that. If you take apart, I once took apart a bike with my dad, and I learned how a bike worked.
Just get into Legos.
Legos are fucking tight, though.
Get into Kinects. Oh,
yeah. I have always loved
Kinects.
I'm all
about Kinects.
Well, Kinects was cool because, like, you could actually build things that worked.
I was going to say, the big difference between Legos and Kinects was Kinects moved. Like,
it was exciting.
Legos came out with something a few years back. It was like Lego Imagineers or something like
Mindstorm?
That. Mindstorm. There we go. Thank you. That was moving Legos. Mindstorm. That was their first foray.
I don't think it was. When did Lego Technic come out? Because I had that when I was a little kid.
When did Bionicles
come
out?
And it had motor. It had little electric motors.
Fuck Bionicles.
You look like a Bionicle, right?
Don't tell me I look like a Bionicle.
And I feel like really true. Erector set really put the both the shit.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I love my Erector set.
Definitely.
I'm flirting with a machine. I just flirted
with
Florence and the machine. I'm flirting with a bee. Flirting with a bay.
Bee movie.
But yeah, I totally.
I'm praying for a quiz.
Yeah, but I definitely understand. Johnny, what about you?
Get quizzed.
I think this is something that's cropped up a little more with living with you guys, but things that I liked ironically before or things that like that we pick up ironically.
Sure.
Like, for instance, Lisa Gale.
But for me, I would like to address it was never ironic for me, but I can understand what you're saying.
Well, I mean, you the first time you hear it, you basically yeah. So for those who don't know, Lisa Gale is kind of this.
This is the Lisa Gale podcast.
She's like this woman in her 50s who has taken it upon herself to like start writing music and recording it.
Yeah.
And she just posted on YouTube and she isn't technically a fantastic singer and the production is sometimes a little bit less than desirable.
Lego Technic.
So a lot of people
like Legos.
She's from Texas.
It's on Bionicle level.
She's from Texas and has a pretty thick Texas accent. So people can listen to it and be like, this is hilarious. Like, this middle-aged Texas woman is, like, singing pop songs, and it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll admit, like, the first time I heard Lisa Gale, like, I was like, oh, dude, this is hilarious, guys.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I just kept on, like, kind of going back to it. And, like, now I absolutely love it. And I feel like that happens with a lot of things you get into ironically. Like, you just keep listening to it over and over and over again.
You start to, like, love it. And you start to truly love it.
You start to actually love it, not ironically.
Yeah. I remember having that feeling when I was 18 and getting really into Phil Collins.
Yeah.
And someone was just like, you always listen to Phil Genesis Collins. And it's like, I don't. I like his solo stuff.
Same.
But I was just like, yeah, I think I just do really like Phil Collins now. Although, kind of, and maybe this is a kind of answer to your question, but this maybe within the past like year or so or more, I don't know. I've just completely gotten out of novelty stuff. And like, I do feel like even if you do truly like something because it's like a funny song.
Yeah. But is it?
You're still liking it.
Yeah. But that's the thing is to me, that's now like, I kind of think about that as like, that's novelty. I could listen to a bunch of song, like funny funk songs where they say stuff you wouldn't expect, but I just don't like. I only listen to funk for the
surprises.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, there are definitely some people where it's like, oh, there's this really funny thing, and it's just like, you know what? I've only been listening to classical music for months now. I don't really like get as much enjoyment as I used to out of novelty.
I know that's like Evan with nostalgia, right? Like that nostalgia for you is kind of BS.
Sort of, yeah.
I totally agree.
I don't know.
I think it's bad to get sentimental about stuff. Truly.
I wouldn't say that. I would, like, for me, I just don't make a distinction between liking something currently and liking something nostalgically.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I totally agree.
It's all the same chemicals.
And I think that's in line with what Johnny's saying too, where it's like if I'm listening to something, like even things I thought were funny when I was a kid, like I usually think they're funny now, even if like we were just talking about Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, like that movie may not, like my sense of humor may have gotten more folds in it, and like I appreciate things I didn't appreciate before, but I still fucking love that movie. It's funny to me now, and it's funny to me then. But I don't know. So I see what you guys are saying, but so Lisa Gale is a good specific example.
I have a question for Matt.
Yes.
Back to Kingdoms of Amalur. So I'm like level like
fuck.
Low 20s.
You noob.
I haven't gone over to Clericon yet. All the quests are so easy. Am I going too fast?
So we're no.
I hadn't really gone to the plains of Arathel or Dithyr, and as soon as I did, I realized I was like high enough level to fight anything anywhere in them.
Sure. So what happened to you is you probably completed pretty much every quest in the opening area, and that's not how they're designed. Like, contrary to how a lot of people might think, where you're supposed to clear every single area, it's made in such a way that you can breeze through it. You can do just the primary quest line and have enough experience to move on, because a lot of players aren't completionists. They don't like to do everything in an entire area, because I've seen trees for 2 hours. It's time for deserts. I want deserts. Okay. I want crystal shits now. So by completing everything, yeah, you are ahead of the curve.
Okay. Because I have a
You're
hard
really
time.
Curvy.
Because I like the lore and the story so much. It's like, I want to become intimate with every zone in the game before I like move on, and then there's no reason to go back.
Oh, and that's great. But a lot of games are catered to the lowest common denominator, and a lot of players aren't like that.
Did you cater Kingdoms of Amalur to the lowest common denominator? Was that your job?
I catered.
Oh, you were just the caterer.
Yeah, I just served it up on the plates. It's no big deal.
Okay. Because I was wondering, it was so weird. I was sitting there being like, oh man, like, am I going too fast or like leveling too fast? Am I ahead of it? Like, and then I actually got to ask someone who could tell me how the game was intended to be played. So weird.
That's nice.
Don't worry. Once you get to Clericon, you'll have some fun.
Okay. Matt, that's good. I want a challenge.
Do you have an answer to that question, though?
And remind me what the question was.
Is there anything where, as of recently, you've grown to appreciate it, whether it's something you didn't like before, ignored before, or just had never heard of before?
Yes, I do. I feel like since I am the gaming inclined person
of the
group here, let's stick with that, if that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's always cool.
All right. Card games. I've never liked card games.
As in like playing cards or just general card games? Like
kind of in general.
Like Magic?
I don't. I'll get to Magic because I have a deep loathing for Magic.
Okay. Wow. Okay. This is intriguing.
But no, just kind of any card game like poker or anything. I just didn't really get them. I didn't like them. It just didn't click with me. And it's maybe because I didn't know how to play them properly, and everyone I ran into seemed to.
That's what I hate about playing cards is every time someone wants to play a card game with me, like with a deck of playing cards, the name of the game is learning the game. And it's like, that's not fun.
Yeah, and a lot of people who know card games move through them very quickly. There's specific signals that they use to communicate a move or an action.
I always feel left out, yeah.
It's kind of difficult. It's a little alienating. But more to the point, Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Fuck Magic the Gathering.
Really? I only hear people either loving it or not talking about it.
So the problem with Magic the Gathering is it's just everywhere. It's ubiquitous. It is the card game, and it stifles a lot of new and upcoming card games, which is going to be my answer here. I didn't play card games for a long time. Then recently a friend got me into one called Android Netrunner.
Never heard of it.
I highly recommend everyone go out or at least Google it. It's a very cheap game compared to something like Magic.
Yeah.
I actually don't. I don't have any problem with Magic as a game.
I have
a problem with it as an institution because I started going to my local game shop and playing this game, Android Netrunner, and I'll explain the concept in a moment here. And I'd try to find people to play with me, you know, and I'd be like, "Hey, I'll give you my cards. Do you want to play this game with me? Because it's a two-player game
for sure."
And they're like, ah, I gotta do this magic draft. Sorry.
That's so... Oh, that's such
did Johnny say that to you?
Why did Johnny play with Johnny? And all he does is, no, I need to throw my magic deck together.
Sound like my dad.
And, you know, you go to these... And I went to, like, three different game shops in my area just looking for literally one other person to play this really cool game with me.
Yeah.
And it's just all these magic people. And you look at the game shop schedule.
Real wizards. You're talking about real wizards.
Oh, like, yeah. No, you need a dragon just to enter.
Oh, Hang on. A wizard is never late. He arrives precisely when he means to. Go on.
You guys are idiots.
But yeah, I the reason I got into this game is because it did things differently than what I'm used to with digital media, with digital video games.
For sure.
Which is sort of natural when you think about the inherent differences between, you know, physical game and a digital game. Mm. I love bluffing. Bluffing is really fun. As a concept. And
I bluff Evan every morning.
I think that because that, I love poker, but I don't like poker.
Yeah. I just don't like dudes who love poker. I think they're just really dorky and stupid.
I also hate the betting... The betting aspect of poker.
Yeah.
Poper. I hate poper. That I have to...
I hate
to,
popers.
I hate potpourri.
Yeah, I took a potpourri to bed and betting was like 800 threat count.
And a lot of people try to alleviate that by having, you know, 5 cent buy-ins or whatever. But even if I'm just giving these people who I don't know or even my friends $1 or $5 over the course of the night, like I don't want that to be my incentive. I don't want my incentive to play the game to be fear, you know, like, oh god, I'm gonna give these people my money.
I have a question about Android Netrunner.
Yes,
because my problem with most trading card games is it seems like the more money you put into it, the better you're gonna be, because you'll just have more and better cards.
Sure.
Yeah. And is this one where you kind of like get a thing and there's all the cards, or are there booster packs and whatever?
There are, and this is one of the things I like the most about this game. So Magic the Gathering is a trading card game, a TCG. Android Netrunner.
Rated PG.
Rated PG.
You wish.
Android
actually.
Netrunner is something called a living card game, in which there are booster packs, but they're not randomized. They're more like expansion packs. So you get a base set, and you know exactly what you're getting. You get a data pack, an expansion, and you know exactly what you're getting. So there's no rarity of cards. Everyone has the same stuff. Everyone's on the same playing field.
So that makes it more strategy.
It makes it more competitive.
It does. Yeah. It does make it a lot more competitive, which is a mechanical thing I don't like about Magic. Is if you have enough money to buy the rare cards that are just inherently better, you're gonna
do
win.
Better. That reminds me of Pokemon.
It's like America.
It does.
Damn, dude. We're anonymous.
But you should not pay your debts.
I love neutrality. That aspect, that if I want a certain card, I can just buy the data pack that it's in and boom, I have it. And no, I don't have all the cards. I maybe only have 60% of them, because they do a good job with bringing stuff out every month or so.
But it's all like balanced. There's just different ways to win.
There was a national tournament about 6 months ago. And the guy who won it did it with a completely vanilla deck, everything out of the core set.
Awesome.
It was really cool to see. Like, so cool. It's a proof of that, yeah, you can absolutely do that. You don't need the latest cards to be able to win.
That's cool. That's an element of card games that I think is cool, especially playing cards, because it's like it's always the same materials. It's just who's actually smarter.
Yeah.
Smarter.
But like, I guess to get around to answering your question, like why it's been enjoyable for me in a shift is you play video games, but I mean, really, you're just looking at a screen. You're talking to your friends on Skype, but there's like that is the level of interactivity with which you have with the person. But playing this card game, and it's a one-on-one game. It's very intimate, and you know you're playing your friend, and you're looking in the eyes, and you're about to either win the game or lose it on this next run. And you're like, are you a fucking bastard? Is this a trap? Am I going to be yelling at you in 2 seconds?
Are you smarter than me?
Yeah. Am I a dummy?
I want to be like how kids would compete with each other about like who's smarter. But
it just brings a level of interaction that is kind of absent in a lot of games. And it reminds me of like old LAN parties where, you know, you'd be playing Halo with your friends and you'd kill like Dumpy or whatever the guest name was. And you'd hear your friend like on the floor above you. And you're like, I gotcha, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I never called my friends that.
I never had friends who called themselves Dumpy either.
I would like to address, we have Evan's girlfriend Claire here.
Hello.
Welcome to Hawaii.
Thank you.
Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling.
That was a quick flight.
I wanted to ask you a question, Claire. So what has been asked to everybody is, In terms of your tastes in all things, whether it be music, movies, TV, food, like whatever, is there something that very recently, or at least in this like past year or something like that, has you've grown to love, whether and that's something you've either like ignored or didn't like before, or just didn't know about, you know, in any of those things, but it's become like one of your favorite things?
Yeah, I do. A few things probably. Mostly I'm just thinking about music.
Which is, yeah.
TV shows too, actually. I used to be pretty vehemently opposed to television in the past couple years. I think because I saw it, like, I have a very, like, sort of addictive personality. So I knew that if I started, I knew that if I started watching a television series,
don't get into gambling.
Yeah,
that's precisely why I don't poke.
That doesn't appeal to me at all. But at the same time, TV didn't used to appeal to me at all either. And I knew if all the episodes were accessible, I would watch them all. Like nothing could stop me from watching all of them, and I would totally do it. Like my last semester, this recently happened to me. My last semester, I got into Doctor Who, and I watched all seven. Like the new one, I watched like all seven seasons in one semester.
You understood.
It was not a problem. Like it was like just part of my life. And like before that I was like, oh, I'm not watching. You can't convince me to watch Arrested Development. Like you couldn't pay me to watch Arrested Development. I was so like not interested in watching it. And yeah, television recently. Maybe that's because I have a job now. So I'm like, this is my like my escape. Also, Incubus. I've been
Incubus.
Listening to that.
Well, that's how I feel about U2. Like suddenly liking U2.
You know, you guys were talking about Radiohead earlier, and on the drive here to Chicago, Johnny mentioned Radiohead, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I love this one song by them, Aqueous Transmission."
Oh no!
He was like, "That's Incubus."
That's amazing.
That is a great song, though. Mm. I got into a car accident when I was a senior in high school, and I was afraid of driving after that.
And I would
listen to Aqueous Transmission while I was relearning to drive. Yeah. I still don't drive though, so it didn't really help.
Incubus is funny. I guess yeah, U2 would be mine. Just like recently, because I always liked U2, but then I just kind of ignored them, and I always said, well, I don't really like new U2 very much. But just recently, well, I started listening to a podcast called "Are You Talking U2 to Me," which is about U2 by Adam Scott from Party Down and
wow,
and also Scott Aukerman from Comedy Bang Bang, stuff like that. They just both happen to be huge U2
fans. That's right. There are other podcasts.
Oh crap! No, there are. Well, this is the only podcast.
Tony blew it.
You screwed the pooch.
But I started listening to this podcast and I was remembering how much I love U2, and they were just like going over the whole history, and it just made me like re-listen to things. I still hate things like Octoon Baby. I think it's a bad record and like stuff like that. But like, it made me re-listen to All That You Can't Leave Behind, which is their 2000 album. And like the first six songs on it are like
bangers,
all bangers. They're all amazing. And then there's The Shining, which as of recently became my favorite movie. And I've seen The Shining many times in my life. And just something happened about like last, like it was only like 4 days ago. I was just up late. It was on a list of movies that Martin Scorsese put together that were the 11 most terrifying movies. And I had always been a fan of The Shining, but I found it on this list, which also included 1963's The Haunting, which I think is amazing. Like movies I really love, and then a few I hadn't seen.
What kind of websites can you go to look up this Martin Scorsese list?
The Daily Beast.
Oh, which is a beast.
You're kind of a Daily Beast.
Kind of a basic male.
Which is crazy. But for some reason, like I just insult. Like, I'm just gonna rewatch The Shining. And I did, and just something clicked in me. Where I've always liked it. I always thought the acting was amazing. I always thought the Stephen King book was really good. But I didn't like it as much as the movie.
Did you remember to rewind?
Yeah, Be Kind, Rewind. And I...
That's the scariest movie I know.
Oh, my God.
But I watched it the other day, and I just couldn't help but think, like, this movie has everything I want. Like, this movie has everything I want in a movie.
Kid, man, woman.
Like, kid...
No love.
Big house.
Kid, man, woman.
Showers.
Big... Yeah. Well, that bathroom United scene. States. But something, just something happened to me where I thought, this is my new favorite movie. This has everything. Because my previous favorite movie, Brazil, which I still love, it has some things that don't resonate with me as much as they did when I was younger. And I felt very trapped and I felt very paranoid and strange. And not that The Shining isn't paranoid and strange, but like with The Shining, because they act crazily and outlandishly, you can't connect with any characters in The Shining, really.
Is that an odd moment to realize, like, so resolutely that this is now your favorite?
Yeah, it was very profound. It was so profound that I had to alert all of Facebook about it. But
that's what I did when I changed my profound? Favorite color. Yeah.
That's how I
is
felt.
Is that the qualifier for your Facebook post?
Yeah, everything is profound. Yeah.
That's actually how I felt when I started watching a lot of Adventure Time.
Yeah. Like, oh, dude, definitely.
Like, I just had like this click where, like, before, like, I guess Twin Peaks was probably my favorite show. Yeah. But I had this click where I'm like, no, Adventure Time is my favorite show now. Like,
that's kind of like when I first started getting into women. Dude. I just had to make a Facebook status.
We're almost at 2 hours, but I want to take a little break so I can call my friend, and then I kind of want to do how we ended the first episode.
Okay, I want to just play it by ear.
Okay, let's take a mini break, and then I wanted to like check in with everybody like we did at the end of the first
one. Okay. It's good to be back. Is that the line?
Should that be in the Bono every quote? Yep.
As long as Bono keeps doing it.
Seven.
We're going to wrap up the show now. We want to do a little something special to wrap up this show. And that is to experiment with some weird tape effects.
Wait, do we have the digital delay? Or not the digital delay?
We could put it on the whole track.
Tape.
All right, we're just going to edit in the tape effects afterwards.
Sounds like an echo.
Wait, okay, should we all do our favorite monologues?
Oh, you know what we should do? We'll get the best of both worlds. We'll do the going around and check in, but by the time the listeners hear it, some new experimental tape effects will have been applied.
Okay. I'm into that. Adam, why don't you start?
I'm going to start with me. Adam, today you started using coconut oil instead of canola oil to cook your vegetables with.
Wow.
It tasted the same, but I think that's good. It's not about the taste. If you build it, he will come.
Dude, definitely.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Let's see, anything else?
What's been up with you?
Oh, dude? My God. I really wanted to talk about the movie Gods and Generals, and I forgot, so... just remember to talk about Gods and Generals next week.
Yeah,
I guess.
We can do that next time.
Can we all agree to next Wednesday again? Because you don't practice, right?
No.
Okay. Next Wednesday, same time. Because now, luckily, it's not even too late. It's like 8:40.
Okay.
Matt. We should probably explain to Matt. So, at the end of every episode, what we wanted to do, we spent a lot of time dwelling on serious stuff for this episode, and we normally don't, but. The first episode's very different from episode two.
Yeah, we normally don't.
Yeah.
It's a sophomore slump. It's cool.
It's a normal episode.
I don't think this episode was not. I don't think this was a slump. I think it was a good episode. Yeah.
Episode two slumping already.
Next time. Yeah.
But Matt, what we do is because we're planning on doing this every week. I know you won't be here every week, but...
Probably not every
not
week.
Quite every week.
But what we are trying to do is keep kind of a log of... what we've, you know, how we've been doing during this week, so we can maybe come back to it and it'd be interesting, like a time capsule, except for not for dorks, you know.
Okay, so like a log.
Digger dorks.
Yeah, how have you been doing this week?
Biking is destroying my ass, is what I'm learning this week. I don't bike at all.
Demons are destroying my ass.
I sit on a computer chair, and I've biked more in the past 2 days than I have in the past 2 years.
Wow.
So that...
Feeling very fit.
That's weird, because we just noticed earlier that Johnny has a crystal asshole.
You know, that's true. That he used to be famous for that back in high school.
Honestly,
having a crystal
asshole. They called him Crystal Asshole.
The ladies love it.
Oh, gross. Oh, we have, what was his name? I don't really like MySpace.
No. It was Ben, I think.
Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, Ben just came in. Oh, I don't know why I just asked your name, Ben. I know you're right here. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
All right. Bye, Ben.
How are you doing this
okay,
week?
Okay, bye.
We don't do, wait, hold on. Ben, come back for a second. What?
Are we checking in with Ben?
Yeah, that's a new segment. Checking in with Ben.
What?
Ben, what have you been up to? What have you been liking lately? Or do you not like things?
Well, I logged into this new website, Flickr.com. I don't really like Flickr.com. It's not good.
You don't like Flickr, dude?
No, I don't like Flickr.com.
What don't you like about it, Ben?
Yeah.
It's just not my favorite website. I don't like it very much.
Is there one like it that you like more?
No, I don't really like photography, no.
You like websites, though?
Yeah, I like websites.
What's your favorite .com?
My favorite .com is probably www.freemovies.tv. It's not really a .com, but it's not even close enough.
A .com.
Mr. Ben, can I call you Mr. Ben?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a Mr. It?
A misdemeanor?
A Mr. It.
Are you a misdirect?
I'm Dr. Adam. I have a doctorate.
Oh.
Damn.
Yes. No, I don't really like. I don't really like school. I didn't go to school. Okay.
But school is pretty cool.
Do you have to be a Mr. Cool to be go to Mr. School?
My favorite. I do like one picture on the internet.
What's that?
It's a picture of this guy with a tattoo that says Mr. Cool Ice.
Oh, that guy's fucking cool.
It's a nice picture. JPEG, I believe.
Bye, Ben.
All right, bye.
Bye, Matt, Mr. Ben.
But we didn't. Matt, was there anything else you wanted to say? How have you been?
I mean, good. Chicago's a fun city. I don't normally like cities. I've only been to a few, but it is now on my short list of cities that are cool.
Dang. Most are shitty cities.
What else? Most, I'll tell you about a shitty city. Baltimore.
Oh. Give it up. Give it up.
And before we start hating, that is where I am from, so.
Hater.
I love Baltimore.
So you love Ripken Jr.
He's a cool
you're not
guy.
From Baltimore. You're from
Which
Damascus.
Which Ripken Jr.?
Cal Bippy Jr.
Damascus?
You're from the same hometown as me.
Macedonia.
You got me.
You're Thracian.
I'm glad you like Shy City.
No, it's nice. The buildings are actually tall here. They're actually buildings. It's weird.
It's scary.
Yeah. I haven't been to the top of them yet. That's on the to-do list. But.
Yo, I want to go. Okay,
all right. All right, so quick recap. Byron. Arpod. Benton.
Mm-hmm. Claire, what's your dad's middle name?
What is your dad's middle name?
Joseph. Arpod?
Anton.
Hey, don't hate.
And
Benton,
David.
Benton, Arpod, and what?
Byron.
And you're, yeah.
Where
Johnny's
am I?
Dad's maiden name is Antoine.
Anton Antoine LaVey.
I was like, what the nicknames Bay. Did you come up with for each other? Like,
well, they call me the Matrix.
No, that's my bowling nickname.
Who?
Your bowling nickname is Two Pin Tony.
Well, I call you the Wachowskis, not the Matrix.
You call me by the name of two brothers?
Whoa. They're just the Wachowskis anymore. One of them got a sex change.
That's true, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Two brothers.
Wait, that's not an uh-oh. Johnny, how have you been, bud?
Check in.
Pretty good. Just got back from D.C. Saw my family, saw my coworkers and friends.
New dog.
My dog that's not that new, but it's a fun dog.
Well, in the grand scheme of history.
It's new to me.
One of the newer dogs.
I've never lived at home with that I've never lived in the same house as that dog, but I love that dog. It's about a year old.
It's kind of a yapper, right?
Oh,
a little bit of a sniffer.
A little bit of a licker,
He's
too.
He's a thirsty bad boy.
Thirsty
bad.
Yeah, I'm very excited that Matt was able to drive from our respected.
Give it up for Matt as a guest.
All right, Matt.
Boo.
Yeah, Matt.
Thank you.
Matt,
thank
your
you.
Voice was made for podcasting, by the way. Easy to listen to.
We'll Skype you in next week.
Skype him in.
Do my best, baby.
Damn.
Yeah, it's good to have Matt here. It's good to be back.
Wait, is it perhaps even great to be back?
It's great to be back. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to
being back. Is great
hanging
a.
out. The weather turning, riding my bike.
Yeah,
so weird.
It's not that
That's
weird.
So weird, Evan.
I think I've been a pretty comfortable combination of of Plum and Isley.
Plur and Irie. Plur and Irie. Wait, did you really mean that?
I couldn't remember what either of them were.
Plum and Isley.
Plur and Irie.
Well, I'll wrap that in a song rhyming it with Plum and Isley.
I've learned a whole lot about Second Life this week.
Oh, that's a really good topic.
That's something
that's something
that maybe we could shelve for next week. But
on the dock.
My friend has been an avid Second Lifer for years.
Yeah,
he's not an avid First Lifer.
Damn. I'm called out.
Yeah. No, we.
That's harsh.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
No, Claire, Johnny, Matt, and I watched a documentary called Life 2.0.
I was sleeping.
Yeah, you were sleeping like a dummy.
Sleepins.
You were off in dream life.
Sure.
Off in loser life.
I don't think I deserve
little,
that.
Little baby life.
Don't call me baby life, dude.
Are you done checking?
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say something. Okay. No, it was a fascinating documentary, and I would recommend it to everybody, whether or not you know what Second Life is.
Doctors. I was going to say, can quick description of what Second Life is, what your favorite user is, perhaps?
Well, I feel like my favorite user is the same as a lot of people who are not immediately familiar with Second
Life.
Chargles. Yeah. Either Chargles Firecaster
or Esteban Winsmore.
Mine's my friend.
Brief question, was he explored in the documentary at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Because he's been interviewed like about Second Life.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Charlie's, the guy who does Esteban and Chargles Firecaster, but
that's just one guy.
Yes.
Two avatars.
Same guy with two avatars. Yeah.
He's dual wielding.
And he has his real life roommate also has Jesse Threebeard.
Okay, hang on though. We're gonna talk about it next time.
Yeah, we'll talk about Second Life.
Gods and Generals are on the docket next week.
We'll all bring in a movie and a snack.
Put them on the docket.
It's gonna be a good one.
But Evan,
what's up?
Anything
no,
else?
No, yeah, that's been my week.
Yeah.
Second Life and what was the other thing I talked about? Yeah, cars and Plur and Isley. Irie.
Claire, what about
Bach, Rock, and Isley?
This week I graduated from college.
Yes! Boo!
Thank you. It's awesome, except I've also been working a full-time job for 5 months. So,
how do you balance work and family?
I live at home. So I go to work and then I go to my family.
Typical.
It's simple.
Typical.
Also, this week, another weird milestone in my life. I completed my first corporate volleyball league season.
Ooh.
Have you failed to complete others?
Ooh.
No, I never have done a corporate sport before. But that's a really fascinating thing. Like, I totally... It's a weird, foray into, the sort of this, office culture thing. Like,
softball teams, too.
You have to play sports with the people that you work with. And that kind of sucks. But it's also really fascinating.
When the moon hits your eye, that's a foray.
It's a foray. You're right.
That just hit me. You're an idiot.
But it was really awesome. Like, I would have been totally opposed to it before I tried it, and after now, now that I've done it, it was so much fun.
Prior to doing it, what about it would have made you opposed to it?
I think the idea of it, imagine playing basketball with your coworkers.
Yeah. So the idea of just spiking let that balls thought, into your boss's face.
Yeah, let that
weird,
marinate for a second. Like the people that you have to be in meetings with, or the people who interact with a customer, or they're on their computers most of the time when you're around them. Watch them or imagine them having to do something physically challenging.
Like, and it's serving.
It's really
did you serve them?
Are you a good server?
Sorry.
This is a survey.
Yes.
All right. We hope you enjoyed those cool tape effects.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, did you not get to it?
No.
Did you not get to you?
I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Maybe
yours won't be in tape effect.
What is this? The very show?
Shut up. All right, cool. This week has been good. I've been working a ton, which is really nice. I have been very busy with certain productions that I'm a part of are going to start having shows very soon in late May, both the musical I am doing and... Yeah. It's about Jim Jones. It's at the Annoyance Theater. And this sketch show I'm part of called The Fortress of Solid Dudes. New Island Misfit Toys album. We listened to the final mix. That was really nice. Or like pretty much the final mix. Evan, I didn't tell you this. I didn't post it in the group yet, but just got messaged potential Audio Tree dates for late June.
Which we need to talk about that on here.
Yeah, I'm just excited. Yeah. I'm just mentioning it because that's exciting to me because it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. And yeah, got an exciting date tabled for next week, which is...
You tabled her?
Is this a first date?
It is a first date, but it's with someone I met in real life and not OKCupid.
Did you get her a date with her because like you and your buddy tabled her where like a guy goes on all fours behind her and then someone else pushes her? And she doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Which date is it?
And it's really embarrassing.
And it's head over heels. She fell head over heels, in fact.
This is the one I was talking about.
Which date, though?
Oh, what date?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday of next week.
What date? What's the date?
Oh.
Not important.
February 14th.
Well, he said it's...
Maybe don't pressure me about dates.
Well, you said you were real excited about it.
Shut up. But that's pretty cool. I've been eating a little bit better. I've been eating a little bit more. Saw a friend that came back from Ireland, which is nice, after being there for like 6 months. Things have been pretty tight. I'm looking very much forward to next week and doing this podcast.
You'll know by now if we put tape effects on his, but all of us, I guarantee you heard tape effects on them. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of Hawaiian Feeling, everyone. We love to say what's on our minds.
And we have fun.
How did we end the first episode? Do you remember?
I think we said good night.
Let's say, good to be back.
Good day of work.
Good to get going.
Gotta get going. Do you want to do that? All right, on three. One, two, three.
Gotta get going. 7.